This is Eric with Glaze Celebrations.
Hi, Eric.
Yes.
Hi, Eric. This is Nadine Medina. I'm with the Upgrades Department here at Local Splash. How are you?
Okay, Local Splash. What's going on?
Well, I wanted to give you a quick call, and I apologize if I called you at a bad time. I know we're currently managing, you know, your local SEO and the Facebook advertising as well as the directories and so forth, but I wanted to talk to you a little bit about
what directories am I in?
Well, directory is like promoting your Yelp page, you know, the Facebook. That's what I mean by directories.
All right, because right now you're not doing that much with the Facebook. So you want me to give you photos occasionally? Is that what you want?
Well, I was actually calling in regards to Yelp ads because
we had told Local Splash that we didn't want to be involved in Yelp. I have a long-standing multiple long-standing disagreements with Yelp. Yelp is simply a horrible company.
Have you tried it before? I'm assuming maybe you have, right?
Okay, that's totally fair. Yeah, it's really, really bad. Really, really bad company.
I'm so sorry you had a bad experience.
The Yelp, just so you know, because you probably don't know much about it, Yelp is a bottom feeder organization. And what I mean by that is the way it's set up, when the lead comes in, it doesn't give contact information for the customer, no phone number, no email, and typically it's just a question from a customer, what's your price? I mean, it's just useless, absolutely useless. And you don't even have any way to know what the customer wants, even to give them a price.
I was just going to say, Eric, that would be difficult to give someone a price not knowing what it is that they were inquiring about, or where they're located.
Most of the Yelp customers are Asian customers, like India type of customers. That's all they care about. You go to the appointment, they don't want to hear nothing. Just give me the price. And we don't want anything to do with those customers.
Okay.
We really just don't.
I'm notating that. I appreciate your feedback. Thank you so much for letting me know that.
Is there anything else that you potentially offer besides Yelp?
We do, and I know right now we're doing like your Facebook ads campaign. There is Google ads. Have you ever tried those in the past, Eric?
When you're doing a Facebook ad campaign, I've never seen any of my Facebook ads. So I'd like to know what you do with the Facebook.
I could ask the team to reach out to you in regards to that handles that department, to kind of go over the ads with you. Yeah, absolutely. Let me put a note in here. Give me one second, okay?
The reason I ask that is I think I straightened out Local Splash to the extent that all the only customers we want are these cellar doors type of customers.
Okay? Yes. I've had so many
problems with Local Splash that you're out there marketing me for windows and doors and you're putting in keywords. I mean, that was our old business plan. That's what we used to do.
And then when we
switched to doing just cellar doors, my income has tripled. So we really don't want those customers. So I want to see the ads. Maybe they're still doing ads for me for windows and things that we don't do.
I'm going to ask them to send you the ads. So this way, if there's any changes that you need done to it, right, or if you felt like you wanted to run a promotion for the month or what have you, that they're able to communicate that with you. So I'm sending up an actual note to the team so that way someone can reach out to you in regards to those ads, okay? I do know specifically it's cellar doors, right? That is your specialty. So that I know for a fact.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Eric.
What other upgrades are there? What other services do you have besides Facebook and Yelp?
So we also do the Google ad campaigns as well. The Google ads that you would see above, they're called sponsored. It's the ones that run above the local map. You know, with Google ads, you can be very specific to targeted areas, right? Whether it be zip code, whether it be by county or by mile radius. Are there particular areas that you like to target, if you don't mind me asking, when it comes to your industry?
There are areas that I like to target, yes.
Okay. And that's definitely where those Google ads would come into place. Google ads, what it does is it causes it to be a click to call, but it also could be a click to your website, like the contact form on your website, where they can go ahead and put in there their information, which is something that you would receive as a lead, right? It's notifying you,
right.
Hey, there's a lead. So you got their email address, their phone number. It might have their address in there and their information as to what they're needing, right? So it's another helpful tool. If you were to implement the Google ads, that is an investment of $300 a month for the Google ads.
Right. That's a lot.
Okay. So just know, even if it's something you don't do now, that would be another option for you. Okay.
Right.
But I have notated for the team to reach out to you to kind of discuss and go over with you with your Facebook ads to make sure that they're running it, you know, with the correct content that you're wanting. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. It was such a pleasure, Eric, to speak with you. I appreciate you taking the time to speak with me as well. I know you're busy and probably driving.
I have the phone is on a hands-free device.
Oh, good, good. Thank God, because if you weren't, I would feel terrible. Okay? I want you to be safe while you're driving. All right?
Thank you. Have a good day.
You are so welcome. Have a blessed one, Eric. Appreciate your time. Bye-bye.